The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' He said in reply, 'I will not,' but afterwards changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus really knows how to pack a punch here. And I mean, this is referred to as a parable, but it's perhaps the most thinly veiled parable there is, if we're going to call it that. And it's quite clear, right? What is the point of the parable? It's to do the will of God. And it's clear what's not the will of God and what is. Okay, but I want to take just a few moments to try to bring it to us. What would it look like for us to do the will of God? And I think St. Paul gives us that very thing. He gives us those mile markers, as it were. He gives us those road signs. They help point us in the right direction. When he says in his letter to the Galatians, when he talks about the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of a life lived at the Spirit's prompting, a life that is lived in communion with God. So what does it look like when we are living a Spirit-led life? Well, in our hearts and our lives, we should expect to see growing, because this is fruit, we expect to see growing these following things: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, generosity, faithfulness, and self-control. This is the fruit of the Spirit. And when we are obedient to the call of God, when we are, say, the son who goes into the vineyard, whether or not we said yes or no, because Jesus comes back and says, that doesn't really matter. But when we go into the vineyard, when we say our yes to God, we've, say, come back to the ways of God and are living our lives with him, led by the Spirit, then we see the fruit of the Spirit well up in our hearts and our lives. That's what it means to live a life of obedience to God. So now, let's go back and do this in the negative, right? Because I think this is actually a bit easier and maybe even a bit more productive for us. And we could, if we want, we can just take the first few: love, joy, peace. And I say that because, right, the next one's patience. We're like, oh, I'm not ready to do this, right? Okay, but it's actually good. We can hold on to patience as well, if you're so daring as that. We can hold on to patience too. But let's look at the negative side. Where do I not have these? Where is the fruit of the Spirit not growing in my heart and my life? Okay, I said you could take the first few, but I think actually there's one that stands above the rest: peace. Peace. And not as the world gives, but as God gives. Peace, proper order in the universe and in our universe, right? That's what gives peace. And we only get there when we trust God. Okay, so we make that commitment here, right? We know that. Yes, Jesus, I trust you. Or we can make that commitment in the general, right? We all trust Jesus. Of course we trust Jesus. How could we not trust Jesus? There's nothing to not trust. We all trust God. But look at those places in your life where the fruit of the Spirit is not growing. And I would say, those are places where we lack in trust of God. And we may be trusting something else more in those places. We may be trusting in ourselves and our own strength, our own ability to, say, make things right. We may be trusting in any other kind of counterfeit God, any kind of, say, if I just had a little bit more money, then my world would be, you know, things would be better in line. I'd have that peace because I'd have what I need. And my friends, it's simply not true. When we put our trust in anything other than God, we exhaust ourselves. We run out of steam because we're not hooked up to God, who is life and who is love. Okay, so let me just run through that list. I want to leave it with you, okay? I'm going to run through the list again, the fruit of the Spirit. And think especially about those places in your life, in your heart, relationships, situation, circumstances, your job, whatever it may be. Think about those places where you don't have peace and see there to trust in God, to turn over your heart to God. Trust in God. Yes, God, I trust you. I trust you. Let me follow you as well, okay? Think about where you don't have it and ask God for the strength to trust Him. This is a life changer, my friends. It's a life changer, okay? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, generosity, faithfulness, self-control. God gives us His Spirit today that we might have that fruit well up in our lives, not just for our own sake, but for the people in His vineyard, for the whole world. That we may take over and show forth His glory, His love, His goodness to everyone we encounter.